Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J. Mornings with Zan.
The band now has a very definite and clear image that is very identifiable. Did you imagine that kind of image when you started, or has it evolved?
No, I don't think we did imagine that we would have as strong an image as the Oils have now. But I think that because we knew what we wanted to do, it was inevitable that that sort of knowledge of what we wanted to do would reflect in us, and that the more we did, the more people would see an image.
What did you want to do when you started?
We didn't want to be ripped off, basically, and we wanted to do those things which to us felt right, and we wanted to see them through. We didn't particularly want to make any money, and we didn't particularly want to be famous, and we didn't particularly want to be pop stars. We're not pop star-y type people. We just wanted to make our own music without it being attacked by anybody, or lessened by anybody, or cheapened by anybody, or changed by anybody, I guess. Your own instincts about what you do and about your music, and the instincts of your friends and say your early fans or people that just listen to you in the back room or something, they are the most important instincts. The instincts of radio station programmers aren't instincts about music. They're instincts about markability or listenability or viability, all these words that end in I-T-Y or I-O-N. They don't have anything to do with music. You know, music is a gut thing, and I guess you've just got to trust your gut instinct and not be too impatient, you know.
Have you always been able to believe in yourselves that clearly, or have you had times of doubt?
Well, I've always had a very strong belief in myself and in the band, because I think the band has always... I mean, we're all agreed on certain fundamental things which are very important for people that play in bands to agree on. You know, everyone has to sort of agree roughly on what you want out of it, I guess. And I think that one of the things that we wanted to do was we didn't want to write meaningless songs. We wanted to write songs that made some sense to us and that we hoped would make some sense to other people. And we didn't want to compromise ourselves in our dealings with people. And I think that if you have that faith, which is basically what it boils down to, then you don't ever feel, you don't ever have any crises of confidence about it.
Triple J, back in 1984.
Just in terms of looking forward as a career, you've been doing this for our career, a loose way of saying it. The thing that you do for the last 5 years has been Midnight Oil. What do you think the next 5 years will bring for you?
For me, personally, I've got no idea. I mean, I don't think that Midnight Oil will last forever. It certainly won't last forever as a performing, recording, touring band. I think that, you know, you've got to make way for other people to come along behind you, and I find the Mick Jaggers and the David Bowies and the people of this world, I find them to be extremely ridiculous, you know, ludicrous-looking figures. They seem to be caricatures of what they were 15 years ago, except now instead of, you know, hanging around in Hammersmith, they hang around in St. Moritz. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, and they're still writing songs about, you know, it's just, there's a craziness there that the superstars evince to me, which means that they don't have any credibility no matter what sort of songs they write. So from that point of view, I don't anticipate, you know, sort of leaping up and down all the time. But at the same time, I guess, I don't really think about day after day. I'm really concerned personally about the nuclear issue. I think that that's a really critical issue that everyone has to come to terms with. And I think Australians especially have to come to terms with it in their everyday life and consider, you know, getting out and making those changes necessary. Otherwise, I don't think we will be here in 5 years' time. I really believe that now. So I guess I'll probably just do stuff like that, you know, until my money runs out. But if I work all day,
you mentioned there your commitment to the nuclear, or to the anti-nuclear issue, and also very obviously in your songs you write a lot as a band about Australia, lots of mention of Chatswood and Brisbane and so on. How important is that to Midnight Oil?
Very important. You know, I mean, for how long do we listen to Australian bands writing a song about overseas things when half of us had never been there? That was just ludicrous, you know. We have such a great culture here. It's young, but it's ours, you know, and the Oils have always just wanted to write about their home and the country that they see and all that sort of stuff. And they've also always wanted to write about stuff that they see which they don't agree with, which is wrong. And they know that they're not the only ones that disagree with it, because everyone that they talk to about it or they play their songs to responds in the same way. So, you know, that's always been important to us.
I'll serve your country, I'll serve your king. Know your custom, don't speak your tongue. White man can't talk everyone.
I just like to sing and dance, and I just, you know, I enjoy doing that, and I really like to reach out and grab people and make them enjoy what I'm enjoying.